Good afternoon. I will now call this meeting of the Senate Transportation Committee to order. Let the record reflect that it is 1:31 p.m. on Thursday, February 22nd, 2024. Let the record also reflect that we have a quorum. Present today is Senator Lukey Tobin, Senator Rob Myers, and myself, Chair James Kaufman. Staffing the committee today is our LIO moderator, Dylan Williams, and Lisa Denny from Records. As always, our Transportation Committee aide, Emma Torkelson. At this time, I would like to remind everyone to double check and turn your cell phones on silent. And today's agenda will consist of just one item, Executive Order 131 relating to the Alaska Marine Highway Operations Board by the governor, and the associated special Senate Special Concurrent Resolution Number 8 relating to EO 131 by the Senate Rules Committee. So with respect to EO 131, we'll take up Executive Order 131, reorganizing the Alaska Marine Highway Operations Board. This is the second hearing of EO 131. And today it is my intention to take any further questions from committee members, take public testimony, and then look to the will of the committee. So before we move on to public testimony, I just want to note that we have a representative from Department of Transportation and Megan Wallace from Legislative Legal Services online for questions. And let's see. So do we have any questions from the committee? Senator Tobin?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Mr. Mills, for joining us. I do have a question. As I had received an email that my understanding of the current leadership of this advisory committee is, or excuse me, of this operations board is inaccurate. Can you outline who is the current chair and who is the current vice chair?
To the chair, Senator Tobin, for the record, by the way, Andy Mills, a legislative liaison and special assistant at the Department of Transportation and Public Facilities. I have stopped being the facilitator, but at the current moment, the chair of AMHOB is Shirley Markhart, and the vice chair is Ed Page.
Thank Captain you very Page. Much, and I apologize that I had provided misinformation on the public record at our last meeting together.
Thank you very much. Any further discussion or follow-up? So, okay. I will now open public testimony on EO 131. Is there anyone in the room who would like to testify? I see no one. And is there anyone in an LIO or on the phone who would like to testify? I see we have, looks like a Jan Rentmore here. Ms. Rentmore?
Hi, good afternoon, and thank you for this opportunity to testify. I live in Skagway, Alaska, and I've been in business there for 40-some years. The Alaska Marine Highway is a huge economic driver for our community. It may not bring folks in like the cruise ships do, but it sure is steady year-round. Our ability to access medical treatment, our ability to keep a year-round economy going, an ability for businesses to plan and to mobilize for their the busy tourist season in the summer. And having watched the Marine Highway struggle for all these decades, it's very clear that the biggest enemy to the Marine Highway is changing political agendas. And we've seen governors come and go and Department of Transportation officials come and go, and each administration has its new concept that they want to float. And I think that keeping this board whole and keeping it diverse and tapping on the expertise from different from a variety of communities and fields of expertise, it keeps the Marine Highway stable and keeps it on a more steady course. So I would ask you to please defeat this executive order and vote in favor of your resolution. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ma'am. And appreciate your comments and your testimony today. We also have, it looks like, Nancy Bird online from Cordova. Ms. Bird, will you please place yourself on the record?
Hi. My name is Nancy Bird. I'm hearing an echo of myself. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. You sound fine here. And please take a couple of minutes for your testimony.
Okay. As you said, I live in Cordova, Alaska. As an almost 50-year user of the Alaska Marine Highway System, I am concerned by the governor's executive order 131. The operations board requires diversity and moving four of its appointees from the House Speaker and Senate President's purview to the governor's authority will limit, I feel, not enhance these appointments. In reviewing minutes of the board posted at its website, which, by the way, I would give kudos to the website. It's a very complete website, it seems. In any case, I find board recommendations to the department that seem to contradict the assessment that was shared with you earlier this week by the DOT commissioner and spokesman. While I appreciate their respectful comments toward members of the board, I did not hear specific examples from them as to how the board has really failed to offer the recommendations and advice it's supposed to do. In contrast, I would point to pages 8 and 9 of the August 25th, 2023 board minutes, where there are three significant motions to be found. I have no idea what actions were taken regarding these motions. I want to believe the DOT commissioner when he says we all want the success and long-term operation of the Marine Highway System. However, it wasn't but a few years ago that our current governor shut down the system for Prince William Sound. It's reopened since then, which is great. I just want us to quit arguing over membership of this board and stick to work on making our ferry system great again. I urge you to support CSSR 8 and disapprove EO 131. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Ms. Bird. Thanks for testifying today. So with that, I presently see no one else online for testimony. It appears to be the case. So, again, if there's no one else that's come in the room in the meanwhile, I don't see anyone here. So seeing none, I will close public testimony. Although, if anyone does have further comments, as always, please feel free to submit them in writing to stra@akleg.gov. And so we'll take a brief at ease right now. We're back on the record. And the final item on the agenda today is the Senate Special Concurrent Resolution Number 8 relating to Executive Order 131 reorganizing Alaska Marine Highway Operations Board. The SSCR is the instrument that documents our action on the EO. Is there a motion to move EO 131 and the associated SSCR out of committee at this time? Senator Tobin?
Yes, there is, Mr. Chairman. I move Senate Transportation Committee consideration of Executive Order Number 131 relating to reorganizing the Alaska Marine Highway Operations Board be reported from committee with individual recommendations attached SSCR 8 Work Order 33-LS1336-A on the same subject and accompanying zero fiscal note to the Senate for further consideration.
Thank you. And is there any objection? Seeing no objection, pursuant to Uniform Rule 49A-4, EO 131 and SSCR 8 are reported from committee for further consideration in the Senate. And so in closing, I want to thank you committee members for being here. I want to thank the testifiers for the information they sent in and for testifying online. So all who helped the committee run smooth are records, the LIO support staff, and all in today's committee. So with that, this meeting is now adjourned at 1:40 p.m. Thank you.